It was the best week on Wall Street this year, and we'll share this story. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 22nd day of March. Thanks for being here. In other news, former President Donald Trump may make billions as he returns to the stock market. More AI news, this time from Tennessee. Reddit shares took a dip today. A California McDonald's franchisee says that her food will soon become unaffordable. There are fewer jobs when it comes to remote work, but there's also a but. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Walmart is out for more affluent shoppers. For the interview, you'll hear from our friend Nick Young from Great Britain. We caught up with Nick when we were in San Diego for a conference. We're talking tractors and agriculture. First, the news.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us again today. Want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X? It's at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. It was the best week of the year for Wall Street, as the three major indexes remained near their records on Friday. The downside of the day was in the area of consumer discretionary items like clothing. Shares of Nike and Lululemon both dragged the Dow down to a 305-point loss. Details of the day and the week are coming at you in just a bit. Well, this move might just help former President Trump pay for his legal issues. The Associated Press is reporting that shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation, a publicly traded shell company, approved a deal to merge with the Trump's media business in a Friday vote. This means that Trump Media and Technology Group, whose flagship product is social networking site Truth Social, will soon begin trading on the NASDAQ. Trump is set to own most of the combined company, or nearly 79 million shares. Multiply that by Digital World's closing stock price on Friday of $36.94, and the total value of his stake could be nearly $3 billion. The green light arrives at a time when the presumptive Republican presidential nominee is facing his most costly legal battle to date, a $454 million judgment in a fraud lawsuit. Two words. Stay tuned. Protecting musicians from artificial intelligence is just what will happen on the first day of July in Tennessee. The AP is reporting that Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has signed off on legislation designed to protect songwriters, performers, and other music industry professionals against the potential dangers of artificial intelligence. The move makes Tennessee, long known as the birthplace of country music and the launchpad for musical legends, the first state in the U.S. to enact such measures. Supporters say the goal is to ensure that AI tools cannot replicate an artist's voice without their consent. Like we said, the bill goes into effect on July 1st. Shares of what was Thursday's high-flying IPO, Reddit, sank on Friday. On Thursday, Reddit saw its stock close at $50.44. The social media company had set the stock price at $34, but it rocketed up throughout the day. On Friday, Reddit's stock sank by over 9% to close at $45.88, but still well above its initial public offering price. McDonald's food to become unaffordable? That's the story out of California, where franchisee Carrie Harper Howie, who owns 21 McDonald's restaurants with her sister, told KTLA 5 News that she'd be taking a profit hit from new legislation. Putting up menu prices is not the only thing that they're doing, because the truth of the matter is, you can't raise prices high enough. It would become unaffordable, is what she said. She went on to say that there are other ways to become more efficient, but that would mean less profitability for the sisters. Minimum wages for fast food workers in California are going up to $20 an hour from April 1st, which is 25% more than the state's current minimum wage. In addition, Fast Food Council could continue to raise it by up to 3.5% each year, depending on inflation. Bosses of the world's biggest companies have walked back flexible office work habits as they seek to get more control over their staffers and make use of expensive office space. According to new data from LinkedIn, the share of remote positions posted on the job site has plummeted in the past 12 months. In the UK, remote job postings have dipped more than 13% since February of last year, while in Ireland they have dropped more than 21%. The falls are even higher in Germany, France, and in the Netherlands. However, the oppressive message hasn't gotten through to applicants who appear as keen as ever for remote work. This could mean a goldmine of very talented people if employers seize the moment. And then there's also the economics for employers. Increasingly, employees appear willing to make sacrifices to maintain a fully remote existence. According to a survey by FlexJobs published in October, a majority of employees said remote work was more important to them than their salary, their work-life balance, and a good boss. That means many workers would be willing to take a pay cut to keep a remote job. Friday was a subdued day on Wall Street, with the Dow sinking by more than 305 points to end the session at 39,475, but still holding on to a positive week. The NASDAQ gained 26 points to close at 16,428, while the S&P 500 fell by 7 points, closing at 5,234. While the Dow closed lower on Friday, it maintained a 2.2% increase for the week. Tech stocks saw marginal gains, notably Nvidia, which surged over 3% and extended its rally for the 11th consecutive week and achieved a 90% year-to-date gain. Stock movers on Friday included Nike, plummeted by more than 6% following the company's announcement projecting a decline in revenue for the first half of fiscal 2025. FedEx rose by over 7% following the announcement of fiscal third quarter earnings that exceeded Wall Street's expectations, coupled with the board's approval of a new $5 billion buyback program. Lululemon plummeted nearly 15% despite the company reporting upbeat earnings results for its fourth quarter, as investors reacted to a softer guidance. West Texas Intermediate crude fell by 25 cents to settle at $80.82 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell again, closing at 4.202%. And finally, there is this, and this is about how Walmart is seeking better-heeled shoppers. Walmart is going upscale, well, sort of anyway. After several failed bids to attract wealthier customers, including a 2018 venture into personal shopping, the retailer is giving it another go, renovating or building more than 800 U.S. stores to feature more attractive displays and higher-end products like blazers, yes, breast of duck. Early signs show that the pivot might be working. Sales at the overhauled locations are rising faster than at other Walmart stores. Higher-income shoppers have increasingly turned to Walmart due to what was high inflation, and now the chain just needs to keep them coming back. All right, click ahead for a conversation I had with Nick Young, the founder of Nick Young's Tractor Parts of Great Britain. It's always fun having Nick with us as he chats about tractors, equipment, Brexit, and agriculture in England. And thanks for listening.